A word for you from Nahum chapter 1 verses 2 and 7. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. You might think that this is a contradiction. It's speaking about two different gods, or the nature of God which is in conflict. And yet this is God's revelation of himself, and he wants us to know that this is exactly his nature. This is what he is like, and there is no contradiction whatsoever. God is in harmony with himself. So here we read that God is jealous and avenging. He takes vengeance on his adversaries. And he's speaking in particular of Assyria, the capital of which was Nineveh. They had repented indeed under the ministry of Jonah, but now it's 150 years later, and they'd slid back into their old ways. And God says, now you face my judgment. Now you will meet my wrath. And yet, in the same chapter, we read that that same wrath is God's salvation for his people. As God destroys the enemies of Israel, enemies are removed so that Israel is protected. But remember, it's not just the country of Israel. God speaks here about his people, for he says here, the Lord knows those who take refuge in him. I'm reminded of Timothy, the letter to Timothy, where it says about the unshakable foundation of God, which has a double seal. The first one is the Lord knows those who are his, almost exactly the same language. And the second part is, let those who name the name of the Lord depart from all iniquity. So remember that if you do not flee to God, he who is a stronghold in the day of trouble, you will meet with his wrath. You will have one of the two, and there is no in between. So the best thing is to escape his wrath, run to his mercy. God is ever loving. He is patient. He is forgiving. But remember that you will meet with his wrath, with his judgment, if you do not flee to his mercy.